This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Now, if you go down the Sheikh Zayed Road today, you'll be in for a big surprise. And more so than when you go past Dubai World Trade Center, you know, the big one on the left-hand side, you've gone past Emirates Towers, and then you've got that massive new development going on down there. It is Dubai One Central. And at the core of that, the heart of that, you have the 25 hours hotel, Dubai One Central. Been open for what, 9 months now, and already picking up plaudits. It was named the breakout property of the year at last week's Hotelier Middle East Awards. And just yesterday, the hotel manager was promoted to general manager, his first GM job in the hospitality trade, giving an indication of the mark that he's having on the property and the property's having on the hospitality scene. The gym of 25 hours Hotel One Central is Mads Wolf, joins us live in the studio. Mads, thanks for joining us.
Amazing, thank you so much for having me over.
I was going to say thanks for joining us so early, but you're trained as a chef, so you know about early mornings, don't you?
We are used to race early as well, yeah. That's right.
Wanted to talk first and foremost about the impact of 25 hours hotel. I'm conscious that maybe a number of our guests, our listeners and viewers, will not have visited the property as yet. You've made an impact and you seem to be doing things a little bit differently. Gone is the old tradition of massive chandeliers and butler services, etc. This new living room feel as well to hotels. Is that a conscious move?
For sure. Like the idea of 25 hours and being the first in the region, the first outside of Europe, it was to bring something completely new to the market that haven't been seen before. We are a 5-star hotel, but without the gold, without the marble, with a good soul. It's all about experience. It's about touch point. See, 25 hours is meant to be a home away from home, but without the chores. Mm. You know, you can kick back and relax, but you should feel at home. So the whole idea of 25 hours is an experience with lots of touch point, not a static hotel, but something you can touch and play with.
I'm always conscious about sort of pigeonholing hotels as well. You got your luxury, you got your business hotels, you got your beach hotels as well. We're seeing a lot more of these more laid-back hotels coming to market. Rove have done an amazing job, Voco to a certain degree, Indigo as well. 25 hours. How do you sort of describe your area, your segment within the market?
Well, the lifestyle, like lifestyle hotels in general, it's the fastest growing segment of hotels at the moment. So they have a very good growth potential, and that's really what people want now when they travel. They want to have something more than just a room. They want to have an experience. They want to have a taste of the local market, so to say. So all the properties you mentioned are doing very, very great in that segment. We are bringing to market something yet a bit different, I would say. Like, it's just turned up the volume for what's possible and how to do things. And again, the whole idea for me coming in when we started this project back in 2019 is to do things differently. And it goes from our staff members, who we hire, who we are looking for, how we hire them, and what we want our staff to do. In the end of the day, the junior team on the floor, they are the one who is changing the guest experience. We can guide them, but we need to hire the right people.
Experience. Let's talk about this customer experience. Customer experience has been at the heart of hospitality since the word dot. And yet it seems to be changing at the moment. You need to have staff that think on their feet. Is that right, to enhance the customer experience?
Definitely, that's a part of it. But I think if what you normally do in a lot of luxury or old-fashioned hospitality is you hire people. Then after you give them a boring uniform they don't feel comfortable in, you tell them to go and stand in a corner, you tell them all the things they cannot do. And in the end, you might have hired a good person, but after 2 months, he's not dedicated anymore. He can't find himself in this job. I think you need to hire people and you give them opportunity to be themselves, how they want to feel. And you give them some guidelines. You should operate within this here, but let them be themselves, let them express themselves, and they will bring your product to the market in a much better way. So it's all about encourage and enforce your team to be a bit more themselves, but staying within our service standard.
customer experience is one thing, room rates are another as well. You're the GM, you're talking to the owners, you're talking to the hotel as well. Where do you want to sort of set yourself with regards to room rates as they are at the moment, the potential for them to go up? How do you set yourself in the market?
So Dubai is a very seasonal market. Like everybody knows, we go into summer, all the room rates drop significantly. Everybody's fighting about just getting whatever business is in the market. And then we're coming into the winter season. Everything strives upwards and everybody is having high rates. Being right next to the trade center, we also have a big market from the trade center, which fluctuates week from week. Is there a trade show? Is there not a trade show? So it's a very competitive market always. Again, the
World Cup effect, is that going to have an impact?
Of course it will. So this year is a bit of a fun situation at the moment. Everybody's waiting for what's going to happen. Everyone expected a certain pickup by now, which haven't been there to the demands that you would expect. It's going to come. And when it comes, I think it's going to be a big explosion at one time. And everybody just needs to get ready for it.
New property, new area of town. You got 30 seconds, Mads. What's your mission as GM for 25 hours?
It's to do things that haven't been done before, to do new things in the market. This coming season, you're going to see a lot of us, and we are going to introduce a property that is unheard of.
It's exciting. Exciting times for hotels, exciting times for One Central area as well, and exciting times for the trainer-loving Mads Wolff as well. He's in his sneakers today. That is his signature. Mads Wolff is the new GM of 25 Hours Hotel One Central. Mads, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wouldn't have happened in our day, would it, Tom? Back in the late 90s, hotel general manager turning up in a pair of jeans, sneakers on trainers. The times, they are a-changing.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.